Glad to have you joining us from wherever you may be. And we have Rick Limpert firmly locked in at an undisclosed Starbucks location north of Atlanta somewhere. Rick, good morning to you.
Good morning, Sully. Like I told you, I have a venti drink here in front of me, and the caffeine is flowing, and my creativity hopefully is flowing as well.
Well, I do not always make it to a physical Starbucks location, but I am a consumer of Starbucks coffee. I do make sure that I buy Starbucks and have it at home and brew it in my coffee maker, and I think that I enjoy it just as much as you, because I know that you enjoy it a lot.
But you were a barista at one time, Sully, so that's you got me beat on that end.
It's a part of my career that I don't often share, Rick. But
sorry if I did that. But your brief career as a barista, you were top drawer.
I will say this about my Starbucks career: it is a difficult job, and once you do it, even if you do it as poorly as I did, you have a newfound respect for the people who are on the other side of the counter there making your drinks. That's for sure.
They definitely work hard. I give them that.
On Twitter, you can follow Rick. His handle there is Rick Roswell, his daily tech site, where he is posting stuff every day on the things that he's doing during the week. And there are a lot. WirelessWednesday.live. Rick, we're going to start off talking about some things that are related to spring cleaning in a technological way. And the first thing that we're going to talk about, Rocket Books, reusable notebooks to keep you organized.
Yeah, I actually really like these. So I like the price point. They're around $20-$25. GetRocketBook.com. But what they are notebooks that you can use and reuse with a damp cloth. You can wipe the pages clean and start over or start anew. But you can also keep your notes just by using the Rocketbook app and taking a picture of the page, and it will automatically send that to your Google Drive, your email, your Dropbox, wherever you keep notes. So you will never lose those notes, and you can keep using these notebooks over and over again. So scanning the notebooks and then wiping them clean, reusing them. This is great for the environment and great to keep you organized this spring.
Next up, this Coda Scanza digital film scanner, which converts film to JPEG files. Rick, do you have any incriminating 35-millimeter images of yourself out there?
No, I hope not. But this, it's Kodak, Sully, not Coda. This is bringing a name back from the past, from photography annals. Kodak has this new digital scanner. And digital scanners aren't anything new, but this one is, because it takes negatives, slides, pictures, and then there's a little screen on it where you can edit it right before you save it as a digital file. So this is great for keeping records. This is great for taking pictures of your valuables and storing them in a safe deposit box. So this just makes it really easy to take pictures you've already taken and scan them and turn them to digital images.
Kodak, I think that's the first time that I've heard anything about Kodak in some time, but that is a brand that was huge when you and I were kids.
Yeah, they're still around, and they've had to kind of reinvent themselves in this age of digital imaging, so it's only appropriate they start coming out with products that involve not only the pictures we're used to having, the 4x6s or 5x7s, and then turning them into digital images. It's a win-win for everybody.
Talking more about spring cleaning and things that you can do to condense down some of your digital life and other things related to technology, the G Technology 2TB G Drive R Series. That's a mouthful, Rick, but this is actually a very useful piece of technology here.
Well, this was voted, Sully, at CES back last month. This was voted the top drive, external drive at the show. So just a really secure, solid-state drive designed for people that need to take data with them. It will withstand tough conditions, water and dust-proof, which is rare in an external drive. Comes with that 2TB of storage that allows you to keep all your data. You should always keep all your data, Sully, in a separate place from where you live in case of a fire or a flood or you know, anything bad happens. This is a perfect drive for that. You can get at your images quick, and like I said, it's a really durable drive.
Crush-proof up to 1,000 pounds, and that means that it could withstand the weight of about three of me, Rick.
Three of you? You know, I'm looking around the Starbucks here. Maybe withstand the pressure of only one of some of these people here at Starbucks, but that's a different story.
We'll have more on that on a later edition of the Rick Limpert podcast here. Modularclosets.com, Rick. These things are everywhere. It seems like only the wealthy have these, and they're used in images of people who are trying to sell expensive houses. But these things are actually a really good investment.
Yeah, this has been somewhat of a phenomenon here the last few years. People hiring outside or independent people to organize your closets or to build you closets that get the most out of your space. This is something you can do yourself, though, with modularclosets.com. You can pick a different closet system that'll fit into what the space you have in your home. Then you assemble it and install it yourself. Very easy to do. Now, it doesn't take up a lot of time. I recommend going to modularclosets.com and looking to see what they have available. This is a cool service and a cool product, and I know that the closets in my home definitely need reorganizing, whether I do it with modular closets or good old-fashioned grunt work that I may have to reorganize things. So something to take a look at.
And, you know, whenever you do business with these people, it's a little step further away from ending up on the show Hoarders.
My wife thinks in my office always sometimes I should be featured on that show, but I'm doing my best to try to keep things organized. As you know, I get a lot of gadgets and stuff in to test, so kind of have to stay organized. There's a lot of that stuff has to be sent back in a timely fashion, and I do my best. That's all I can say at this point.
Well, I hope folks go and check out modularclosets.com. It is a pretty decent investment to make, and one that I think a lot of people will be happy with. And I know it sure does look good and save some space, and we could all use some of that in our lives as we work on our spring cleaning, both in a physical and a digital way. Let's talk about this organic spray, the Puricosa. Is that how I'm is my saying it correctly?
Yeah, Puricosa organic spray. I've talked about this on other shows, Charlie, and I've written about this because I love this product. So it's an organic spray you can use on just about anything. So as you're cleaning things this spring, this is different than kind of the industrial or kitchen strength products that we think of. You can wipe things down with this. It doesn't irritate your skin. Like I said, totally organic. I use it for a lot of my golf equipment, golf shoes, cleaning off tennis rackets, but it's also good for cleaning off tables or whatever else you have. They now come in a bigger size. It used to come in a little handheld spray size. Now it comes in a bigger size. And Sully, if you're out sweating and even concerned about how you smell or how clean you are, you can also spray yourself down with this. This is totally safe and organic and just a great product. Starts at $5 and up, depending on what size and which one you get.
This sounds like a product that I'd love to have a whole backpack full of and be selling down at the Sweetwater 420 Fest. Probably could make a few bucks.
That fest, the Shaky Knees, I think you could take your pick. Music Midtown, this would be a definite need for the concert goers. So I think it also could be used by a lot of people in radio with my experience being up in those studios. Maybe you should leave a couple of these around the station for some of your colleagues.
Oh, yeah. I have a few in mind that could use some of this.
We're not going to name any names.
And so, if they come up with some air freshener, too, we'll use that in the studios as well. Rick, always good to catch up. What are you up to this weekend aside from sipping coffee at the Starbucks?
Well, I'm going to use my own advice. I'm going to do a little spring cleaning. And, Sully, tomorrow is that one day of the year where I'm going to have to type in all my tax information and see the good or bad news with my taxes. So don't forget that deadline comes up quicker than you think. April 15th, tomorrow for me is tax day. Dun, dun, dun.
Well, I made an extreme... I think last year I made the lowest amount of money that I've ever made in my life, Rick, but I have never in my life been happier than I am right now. And I think that, to me, is just the ultimate piece of currency. I really do feel good, and I actually did get a couple of bucks back as a refund.
It's a good feeling. If there's one organization these days you don't want to mess with or tick off, it's our friendly IRS. So do your taxes, do them right, and see what happens. Pay the piper or get your refund back.
That's it. I got into trouble with them a number of years ago, Rick, and I dipped my oars in the water and began rowing towards paying them back. And I did that, and when I got to the end, I congratulated myself on doing what I should have done, which is pay my flipping taxes. And I got that complete, and it felt good.
And you celebrated by taking yourself out to Chick-fil-A, didn't you?
Chick-fil-A is a celebration for anything.
Absolutely. I love it. I'm getting hungry here. Luckily, Chick-fil-A is open today. I may head there for lunch.
Always good to catch up, Rick. Hope you have a great rest of the week.
You too, Sal. Talk to you next week. Thanks.